Praise the Lord, church. Why don't we all gather in and get ready to worship? With it being All Nations Sunday, there are translation devices available to translate into Spanish. If you are interested in getting one of those, they are at the front kiosk out front. So if you want to head out there, someone can help you get set up with that. But we are going to head into worship. So why don't we all stand and get ready to give God some praise.
Ready to praise the Lord this morning, and someone give him a shout of praise. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of the Spirit. Oh, I'm washed in His blood.
Oh,
I can't stop singing.
Oh,
all freedom song.
Oh,
I'm praising my Savior.
Yes,
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 yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes Praise the Lord, church. It is so great to be here on this Summer Fun Fest All Nations Sunday. I want to welcome you if you are a guest of ours. I want to welcome you to Calvary Gospel Church. Today is a day that we just have a celebrate, not just our fellowship with one another, but also the diversity. As you see all the flags here in the sanctuary, each one of these flags represents a nation of origin of someone that's here this morning. And I am excited. I think it was Brother Phil Demas that put these flags up for us. And I'm a little disappointed, Brother Phil. Where's Brother Phil? Is he in here? You didn't put him up? I noticed that the United States of Texas flag's not up here. I asked for that last time and they had it up there. It must have disappeared on us. I was born in Texas, and if you're from Texas, everybody thinks Texas is like, you know how Texans are. I was born there. We have a few Texans in the house tonight or today. So it's so great to be here, and I just want to welcome each and every one of you. And we're going to start this service off in prayer. We have a lot of fun things to do today. Today is a casual, if you haven't noticed, it's casual attire today. I would like to thank African International for my outfit. Brother Claude provided my wife and I with some nice tie-dyed shirts. And my wife, I don't know where she did it, but she come up with some tie-dyed Crocs for me. I noticed Brother Jeffries didn't have any socks on today, and I'm like, I must be sporting it cool, because Brother Jeffrey always looks cool when he's up here. I love my church family. And I'm just so... Every person here is so intricately unique. And that's what I love about the family of God. Everybody is so different. And the world today is trying to shove everybody into the same mold. And I just love it how that God's kingdom just wants to break out of that mold and say, you know what? I am who I am because I was created by a very creative master. So let's open this service in prayer today. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. I thank you, Lord, for every brother and sister, every friend, every guest that is here today. Lord, you have brought us all together on this special day, Lord. Lord, we're not just celebrating our diversity and all of that here, but Lord, we're celebrating you. Because, God, you are what brings all of this together, Lord. It's your love for humanity. It's your blood that was shed on Calvary that brought us all together here today. Lord, bless this service. Bless all of the singing and all the worship and everything that's going to take place in the service. Also, Lord, out on the grounds, Lord, so many people are working right now to prepare. Lord, I thank you once again for this day. And for what it's going to bring to us in the name of Jesus. And we all says, amen. God bless you. Enjoy our worship this morning.
Amen. You may be seated briefly. We just want to get a couple of things out of the way very quickly. Please remember that we do have various giving options for the members of Calvary Gospel Church. If you're a guest of ours, you're welcome. But this is for our members to visit cgcmadison.org giving. If you want to give online, you can mail it in to our snail mail address if you wish, or you can text to give 608-719-3883. And please designate, you may designate there if you wish, a Summer Fun Fest to help support what we're doing here today. Or, of course, right now we're doing She's for Christ is our annual fundraiser to help the gospel move all around the world. One of the primary, but only one of the effects of our She's for Christ offering is to provide transportation for missionaries all around the globe. So you can designate that if you wish. And those are the ways in which you can give. We also have here in the building at the kiosk out front a plexiglass box that you can drop an offering into as well, if you will, if you would. Please, if you're a guest of ours and you haven't got a connection card, we want to encourage you to do that. Just a couple of points of information so that we can express our appreciation to you for being with us. And since we have encouraged people from other nations, especially in this service, to be here, we do have translation available. If you need translation right now, we have a translation for Spanish. But if you have a group that speaks another language and one of you is able to translate, we can give you the transmitter and we'll get you get the earbuds, the what you need to hear the translation in your own ear while everyone else is hearing it over the pulpit. So if you need translation, you can go take a moment. It's okay to go out into the vestibule, go to the kiosk, and get what you need, the earbud, so that you can hear any translation that you need. Like I said, right now we have it set up for Spanish, but if you have a group that has another language and one of you is able to translate, we can accommodate that. So please take advantage of that. Then two church announcements this Friday. All church prayer at 7 o'clock. And then this is for the whole community. Saturday, August 28th, our back-to-school bash. And what that means, it's a free, everyone said free, free drive-through school supply giveaway. Say that real fast five times. Free drive-through school supply giveaway. And you can come and be blessed if you're in need of school supplies. If you'd like to be a blessing to someone else, pick up some school supplies and drop them off in the lobby beginning this Wednesday. Back to school bash, August 28th. Everyone said, amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to turn it over to the joint worship team from African International Ministries and Voces Unidas en Jesucristo.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's give them a shout of praise. Amen. If we can all stand to our feet at this time. Vamos a levantarnos a nuestros pies. Vamos a darle gloria al Señor. I'm right at home, y'all. Hallelujah. We're just going to lift up our voice and sing for joy. Amen. The word says, let me just open up right here in my Bible. It says, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So if you're thankful where he has brought you from, come on. Rejoice with me. Hallelujah. Este es el día que hizo Jehová. Nos gozaremos y vamos a estar alegres en él. So si ustedes tienen alegría en su corazón, vamos a alabar al Señor juntos. Amén. Vamos a darle un grito de júbilo. Let's give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Jesus, you've been so good, oh God. Lift up your voice, lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout. Praise Him for the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way and the battle is won. Joy, clap your hands, make a joyful noise, blow the trumpet.
Christ as the way that we fight. Praise Him for the victory.
One more time.
Lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout. Praise Him for the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns.
In worship.
Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Praise Him for the victory.
Aren't you glad you came to church this morning? We're just practicing for heaven is what we're doing here this morning. You may be seated. Revelation 7, 9 through 12 says, after this I beheld and lo, a great multitude which no man could number of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Okay. This passage describes heaven as a place of all nations, tribes, people, and languages. The motto of our United Pentecostal Church is the whole gospel to the whole world. Our desire is to be a church for all people in every community. On All Nations Sunday, we attempt to emphasize the many resident cultures present here in the United States. We have the highest rate of legal immigration and largest number of immigrants of any country in the world. Each group of people that comes here carries with them their own culture. And All Nations Sunday is an attempt to emphasize that we can reach people within their cultures and order them to bring them into a culture of Jesus Christ. Although we embrace the diversity of our communities every day, on All Nations Sunday we intentionally take time to celebrate the cultures of our church and community. Heaven is a place for you. And our church is a place for you. Amen. We have another song.
We are serving a living God. We are serving a living God. We are serving a living God.
We are serving a living God. We are serving a living God. We are serving a living God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. We are serving a mighty God. We are serving a mighty God. We are serving a mighty God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. We are serving a mighty God. We are serving a mighty God. We are serving a mighty God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. Jesus is a mighty God. Jesus is a mighty God. Jesus is a mighty God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. Jesus is jumping for the living God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. We are dancing for the living God. We are dancing for the living God. We are dancing for the living God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. We are dancing for the living God. We are dancing for the living God. We are dancing for the living God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. We are running for the living God. We are running for the living God. We are running for the living God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. We are running for the living God. We are running for the living God. We are running are serving a mighty God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. We are serving a mighty God. We are serving a mighty God. We are serving a mighty God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. We are dumb before the living God. We are just before the living God. Before the living God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. We are jumping for the living God. We are jumping for the living God. We are jumping for the living God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. We are dancing for the living God. We are dancing for the living God. We are dancing for the living God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. We are dancing for the living God. We are dancing for the living God. We are dancing for the living God. Hallelujah, oh Jesus Christ. We are running for the living God. We are running for the living God. We are running for the living God.
You can remain standing or be seated as you will. I just want to take a moment and give honor to our pastors, our senior pastor, Roy Grant. Our mass choir is gathering together here. We want them to get ready. I want to recognize, did Pastor Fabian go back in the back room when he comes out? Now, Pastor Claude, I told Pastor Claude, asked him earlier in the week if he would sit on a platform, and he said, no, no, no. So everyone turn around and point at Pastor Claude Avga. Stand up, elder. A mighty man of God, a man of power and prayer. We love Pastor Avga. We want to give him honor. He is the pastor of African International Ministries, and I don't know where Pastor Fabian, there he is over there. We want to recognize Pastor Fabian. You'll meet him in just a minute. These congregations meet every Sunday, just like we do. They have their own ministries that are active, prayer meetings and children's ministry. You're welcome to be a part of them, to attend, to join up, to get involved. They're doing a great work for the kingdom of God. We pray for your continued blessing upon them. Let's worship again in Jesus' name.
The splendor of
forth rejoice.
Is our God.
what an awesome presence of the Lord in this place today. It is my honor and privilege to get to introduce our speaker today. But before I do that, I would like to say I'm so thankful for all of the people that have put so much into this service. I want to thank Brother John Seidel, is coordinating this overall. And I appreciate it so very much. He's taken care of all of the inside, everything that's happening on the inside. Brother Seidel has taken care of everything happening on the outside. Brother Jerry Simmons. So he's outside now with his crew. Make sure you say thank you to them. I want to thank Sister Abby for putting together and working with all the various ministries. I just want to say, every time that Brother Michelle Pena gets in the drum cage, I don't know if you realize it or not, but this man can't hear. He is the first, I guess we could say hearing impaired is the correct way, to graduate from PI in the state of Wisconsin. We love Brother Michelle, Sister Amy. First PI to graduate anywhere, anywhere. First deaf graduate anywhere. And the dude is awesome on the drums. I just boggles my mind, but I just can't see him playing an accordion, though. So, I mean, as Brother Seidel said, every Sunday we have more than just Calvary Gospel Church having service here at 10 o'clock. We have a 1 a.m. or 1 p.m., excuse me, service at Voces. They have a 5 p.m. service here at Calvary for African International. We have a 2 o'clock service at Revival Ridge, which Brother James Hawk and Sister Audrey Hawk oversee the Revival Ridge. This is all part of Calvary Gospel Church. And I am amazed at the growth sometimes of so many people that you don't worship with every day. And then on a special day like this, you get to see. Now, I get the honor and the privilege of working with Brother Fabian every day here at Calvary Gospel Church. He's full-time with Voces, and it is such an honor. He's not only the pastor of Voces Unidas, but he's also the Spanish director for the entire state of Wisconsin. And God has blessed this man, has blessed this family. I love and appreciate Brother Fabian, Sister Gina. Brother Fabian, come and share and preach to us today. God bless you, my brother, my friend.
I don't know about you, but I love my pastors. I am finally can say, I love you, brother. I couldn't say that before because in my culture, it's a little weird to say to another man, I love you. But in God, everything is pure. I love you, Pastor. I love you, Pastor. Pastor Claude. I love you, all of you, Pastor, everyone. All right, if you remain standing, let us pray. I'm going to go into the Word of God. I usually take an hour to 2 hours, but I'll do my best. So we shall endure to the end. We'll see what happens. All right. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful time, this wonderful people, Lord Jesus, for your presence, Lord God. It's all about you. It will always be about you, Lord God. Don't ever allow us to forget that it's only and always about you, Lord God. Bless my lips. I surrender to you, Lord God. And I deliver this word in your name, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. You can take your seats. Praise God. I am so glad, so happy. And I'm a little nervous. I didn't think, Brother Seidel, I was going to get nervous. But all of a sudden, I feel a little nervous. Amen. Because I don't want to say the wrong thing. That's why. Praise God. So I want to talk to you today about the greatest structure. Building up a great structure. Amen. Some of you are construction workers. And some of you are engineers. And some of you just, this is basic steps when it comes to building something. Amen. And one of the things when you are to build something, or an engineer or a designer, one of the steps they take is that they have to choose, they have to pick the right materials. And it all depends, you know, if they want to cut corners or if they want to save money or if it's not for themselves, maybe they do it not as expensive. But there's always that element included. Pick and choose materials for your project. Amen. Like I said before, some people actually do spend a lot of money because they want their structure to be the best, the strongest. Some people never have to deal with the structure, so as long as they get paid, they choose the cheapest materials. But us Christians don't do that, amen? I'm hoping. Praise God. So if you want a structure to be strong, you want a structure to stand the elements, obviously you're going to be very careful on your materials, what you select, what are you going to use, amen? You're thoughtful about it. You think about it. And then you go on and find what's best out there. Or maybe you go to a profession and you ask them, what's best for this project? I want it to last. I want it to be strong. I want it to be the best. What's best for this project? Amen? And that brings me to ancient civilizations. We see today buildings, structures that are still standing today. And, you know, some people are amazed on how they just last forever. Or it seems like it. Thousands and thousands of years. Amen. I have some pictures I want to share with you. I don't know if Sister Jessica's ready with them. But we see one here. People are saying, how did they build these? They're so strong. That structure is hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years. But they're still standing. And they will probably stand for another hundreds and thousands of years. They're just well put together. They'll fit together. And the engineer, nobody knows who it is, but obviously he did a good job. He find the right materials, and he did the right design, and he put it all together. Amen? And we see other examples. If you have the other picture, we saw the pyramids. Everybody knows them. They're still standing today. Thousands and thousands. I would say at least a couple of thousands. It's my belief in Jesus' time, they were still standing. Amen? And the engineers, they took time to put all those bricks together, all those rocks, all those stones. And I'm sure they picked the right materials. This is on Greece, a stadium or a theater. And they use the right materials because they want them to last long. They want them to be strong. So if you see, there's a lot of rock and stone put together. Same with this structure, still standing, still strong, still going. The engineers picked the right material because they wanted to stand for a long time. Amen. And every one of these structures, they were built with stones. Some of them were shaped. Some were brought up from different places. Some were locally. Some were not. Some were big. Some were little. Hundreds and hundreds of them, small and large. Sometimes probably millions of rocks. No, I would have to assume the engineer wanted the structure to be strong and to last a long time. Amen. The reality is that they're still standing and they're still here. And this is what I like to preach about, the greatest structure. I don't want to preach about a great structure, but the greatest structure. There is always the greatest structure. Amen? And this designer is working on it right now. The designer, the engineer of this great or greatest structure is at work right now. His name is Jesus Christ. His name is Jesus, and he's working on it. And he's expanding it and making it bigger and stronger. And he has made up his mind that it will be at the end. It already is. because when God says something, it's done. But it will be, and it is, the greatest structure that will ever, ever exist. And this is what excites me, brothers and sisters, that he has chosen the materials to build up that structure. He has chosen those materials. He has chosen the materials he's going to use. He has made up his mind, and he's going to use the best. He's going to use the best. He's going to use the special materials, amen, that he's building it with. He's building a temple, a church. This church, this temple, this house, it will be so great, so strong, not even the gates of hell will prevail against it. Amen. It is so powerful. And he has chosen to use materials. So he keeps on building on. He's not done building his church. He's not done building his temple. He's not done building this wonderful place, spiritual place. And he's looking for more materials. He's looking for more to use up. But where is he going to get this material? Where is he going to go and find it? Amen? Well, just like everything else, he provides everything. Everything comes from God. The same way with this type of material. He's building his house, and he has provided the materials. Amen? So, what is these materials? I like to go 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Praise God. And I will read. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. So to come into him as a living stone, he's like a living stone, the Bible says. He's like the chief cornerstone. He's like a stone, but he's a living stone. And then verse 5. It's talking about you, every single one of you here. It's talking about from the smallest, from the youngest to the oldest. Probably the youngest here is probably a year or months old. And the oldest, well, we're not going to say. But it includes you. It says, just as Jesus, he's a living stone. It says here, ye also. It's talking about you. As lively stones. See, not just any stones, but a lively stone for a lively church, for a lively temple, for a lively structure. Amen? And it says here, are being built up a spiritual house. So God is still building his house, and he's still looking for material. He's still looking for stones, because that's what he's going to use, because he's the chief cornerstone, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God through Jesus Christ. So he has chosen the material. Say, I am a chosen material. Say, I am a living stone. Praise God, you are the material which God is using to build up his church. And there's a lot of material out there. Praise God for the material that is here, but there's more yet that the Lord wants to use. Amen? Like Pastor Saito, he gave a numbers of what the population number is. It's a lot of material. Praise God. So he has chosen the materials to break. Okay, that's. How does that make you feel? How does that make anybody feel that he has chosen you as the material, as a living stone to build up his church? I don't know how you feel, but I feel privileged. I don't know how you feel, but I feel blessed. I don't know how you feel, but I feel God's grace. You know what? Because he chose me before I even asked, before I even knew. He chose me. And he has chosen you. And not by accident, not because, oh, let me see what I can find. Oh, it looks like this is the best material. No, he purposely created us for that. Every single one of you were created with that mindset in God's thinking. So you were born with a purpose. So why did he choose us like that? And not only that, but he calls himself a stone. And he also says we are stones. So I have a little samples here that I prepare ahead of time. I have some stones here that I'd like to present to you. They're actually, one of them has gone personal to me. It goes preaching with me a few times. So I have this one right here. I have a stone, a rock, and I named them, actually. Do you know what the name of this one is? What do you guys guess, anyone? What is it? Oh, this one is Fred. Can you guess his last name? Its last name? Wow. You guys do watch TV. Praise God. So do I. And then I have another one. It's also, it has a name. This one is Peter. Right here is Peter. Praise God. I got some more. Peter. I got one more right here. This one I nicknamed the Boxer. You know why? You know what his name is? It's Rocky. This one is Rocky. That is Rocky. They do have names, though. I learned that from my children. Because I have to name them. Then I have this one. Anybody guess what name? This one is the one that I actually use this one to preach more than once. And to defend myself if I have to. This one, Dwayne. That one is Dwayne. What? That's his name. And I got one more. This is going to be easy to guess. Can anybody guess the name? No. It's got three letters. It's Bob. That's it. Just Bob. Praise the Lord. And I got little extras right here. They're babies. I still have to find them names. So if somebody got any names, praise God. So let me know after service. We'll debate on that. Praise the Lord. So the Lord calls us stones, rocks. He said we are like stones, living stones. And I got to think about that. Why he would pick that? I think ever since, rocks, stone represented something that lasted very long. But not only represented that, but I think one of the reasons is this. Just like these stones, so are we. One may say, well, that's an ugly stone. Well, so are we in somebody's book. Because some are large. See, one is real big and round. The other one's small. And so are we. We're different shapes. We're different sizes. You know, some are a little thicker. Some are a little thinner. Just like my body's right here. Amen. Some are light and some are brown. Amen. We have this one right here. It's very, very light color. Amen. Nothing to do with this one right here. It's a little darker color. But then we have one that it's even darker yet. What is it? So are we, brothers and sisters. We are different shapes. We are different colors. Not only that, but we have also, just like these rocks, we have different backgrounds. Some of these rocks, I found them from around here very locally. But some of these rocks, they're from somewhere else. They're not from around here. They are foreign to this area. You know, the Egyptians, they brought their stones from many places. Not locally. And so did a lot of these builders. And so are these rocks, brothers and sisters. They'll have different shapes. But the thing is, like, every single one is unique. I don't know this. I'm not a scientist, but I can almost guarantee that there's no two rocks alike. They might look almost alike, but I don't think there's two rocks alike. Amen? And so are we. We all have different backgrounds. We all have different colors. We all have different shapes. Amen. We all have different stories. Some of them are probably from the beginning of creation. That's the original shape. I don't know. Some of them are really probably missing a part of it. I don't know. So are we. But you know what? Just like God, just like these living stones, God is a living stone. This is the material he has chosen, brothers, chosen to build his temple. These living stones, you and I. Somebody here probably represents Fred. Somebody represents Dwayne. Somebody represents Peter and Bob. But praise God, he's not like us. Because I hear someone laughing. Praise the Lord. Praise God, he's forgiving. Because some of us would say, honestly, humankind, we're way, obviously, my thoughts, my thinking, my plans are not like yours, the Lord said. Someone may say, well, you know what? I'm going to do some, but I only want this kind of rock. I don't like the other ones. I like these ones. I like the light colors only. Someone may say, well, I only like the dark ones. I don't like the light colored ones. Someone may say, well, I don't like the big one. And someone may say, well, I don't like the little one. And someone may say, well, this one has both. It's got white and black. I don't like that. You know, humans are like that, but God is not like that. God is above any one of us. Amen. The Bible says we ought to follow Jesus. We ought to be like Jesus. They have different backgrounds. This is actually from not around here. This is not from around here. Someone will say, well, I don't like this one. This is not from around here. I only want local, whatever that may be. Amen? But to God, you were created with a purpose. From the very beginning, he said, I'm going to use material. I'm going to need material to build up my house, to build up my temple. I'm going to need it, so I'm going to create it. I don't know where you stand today or what you're thinking is or what kind of voices are coming to your head, but I'm here to tell you, God created you with this purpose. You belong to the house of the Lord. You belong to this structure. And you may say, but I'm just a little stone. You may say, I'm just a little stone and nobody wants the little one. Well, God wants every single one of them. Someone may say, well, the light colored ones, nobody picked them ever. Well, God wants every single one of them. You are a useful material. You are precious material. You are the best material. He did not set in his mind to choose something else for material but you. You are a chosen material. In fact, later on, you keep reading, it says you're a chosen generation. You're a chosen material. A lot of people don't know this. And this is why we have so many situations and people don't know their purpose. And you see people on the streets, you see people and just situations, sad situations. Brother, sister, friend, you are good material. You are the best material. I don't know what's coming to your mind and telling you you're not good enough or you don't count. That is saying you a liar. Jesus has all power. You are and you were made building material for his wonderful church. You're a building stone. And he's looking for every single one. Praise God you're here because he's looking for you. You are useful to him. See, you're a living stone. We all are. And just like that structure, that example that I show, when we come together, we can become like that structure in the spirit. When we stay together, because one thing is to come together and another thing is to stay together. When we stay together, when we remain together, when we are established and settled together, we can become that powerful structure. because you're a building stone, and there's a place for every single one in the structure of God, in the structure of His church. See, the designer, the engineer, he's glad when you allow him, when we allow him to place us where he wants us in his building. You may say, I'm not good for this, I'm not good for that. But you know what the engineer says? It's like, well, I need something for the corner. Oh, wait, look at this. Oh, perfect. I knew I made you. Come here. And he placed you in the corner. He can't use this one for the corner, but it certainly has a place for it. He made you that way. Love yourself. Not in a negative way, but accept who you are because God made you that way. See, it's when we come together that happens. And little by little, if we allow God to use us, that's how the structure will grow. And that's how the structure becomes stronger, stronger, stronger. I am so happy. I am so glad. I am so blessed, brothers and sisters, that I came to this church. Well, the Lord brought me to this church. I can see truly what being together, a strong structure, is really all about. I heard about it many times. But it wasn't until I came here that I saw it with my own eyes. We are a blessed church. Praise God. Don't ever anybody thinks that because of how we look, we may not be useful. Or what we have all over us, we're not useful. You know, we all have a past. Do you know where I found these rocks? This one I found on a hill with among the dirt. It was barely visible. This was the same way. We found it on the pathway. We had to dug it out. We took it home. These ones right here, it was there, but it was very dirty. Very dirty. These ones right here, it was lonely. It was just there. It was just there by itself. Same with this one. Just dirty. Amen. And like I said, this one is from far away. It was just thrown to the side. Like stones, so are we. Like these rocks, so are we. I found them there. Some had some dirt, some had a lot of dirt. Some were stuck in the mud. Some were all by themselves. Some were buried, stuck in a situation with no one to dug them out. The Lord gave me this word. I went out there and I found it. And that's exactly what the Lord is doing. He's going out there and finding them. You know, they all looked the same when I first found them. They all had dirt all over them. They all had, like, you know, bugs and eggs laid everywhere and spider webs. They all look dirty and, ugh, don't bring that into my house. I can almost see my wife saying that without washing it. Don't bring it in here. Whatever you're thinking about now. But you know what? They all look the same, dirty. They even had almost like the same color. It's kind of sin. Same thing. It's the same thing. But you know what? I picked them up. I dug them out. I dusted them off. I took them with me and I washed them off. I washed them clean. Once I washed them, I was able to see the real beauty of each rock. I'm like, oh, Lord, look at this one. Look at these beautiful colors. Look at that mixture. Look how this one shines. Ah, hallelujah. Look at this one. I didn't know it had some marks in there. And so is God with us. He picks us up. You are building material. I don't know if you're just first here as a guest or you've been here for 40 years. It doesn't matter. You are building material. And if you're muddy, you're dirty, and you have a background, and you're stuck, and you're lonely, whatever it may be, God created you for His church, for His structure, for His temple. And He's looking for you. And He's brought you here. Once I watched them up, I saw the beauty and the uniqueness of each one of them. They're all so unique. Then I was able to see why some people actually collect rocks. Because they're, you know, if you may say rocks, but I was able to see their beauty, their uniqueness, and how different they are. Praise God that He is who He is. Somebody needs to be washed clean today. Maybe we all need to be washed clean again. Maybe someone tossed us to the side and we feel all lonely and we feel like we're no good. I don't care what your condition is. I don't care what your ability is. God has a place for you. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what you speak or don't speak. I don't care what you look like. God has a place for you. Praise God, hallelujah. I need five volunteers, and I'm almost done here. Five volunteers. Let's make them males, men, so it's a little comfortable. Five volunteers? Well, five brave volunteers. I saw the hand of one come in. Praise God. Oh, man. Brave. Come on, Adri. I saw you lifting your hand. Adriel. Praise God. Okay, let's do three more volunteers. I'm going to give chance to three more brave people. The other come, just come, just come. Praise God. I would like the musicians can come, please. And the worship team. So are we. Like these stones. These gentlemen that you see here, they're living stones. You don't know how God is going to use you for His kingdom. But one thing is for sure. He's going to use you regardless of your background, regardless of where you come from, regardless of your age. He may bring His little friend, and His little friend bring His parents. You'll never know that. Praise God. I like to read Ephesians 2, verse 19 and 20. 19 to 22. So 19 says, "Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." And verse 20 says, "Have been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone." And 21 says, "In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple." The whole building fitted together, just like the structures we see. If it's not too weird, if you want to embrace your hands like this. Go ahead, buddy. The whole building, being fitted together. The stones, the rocks, fitted together. What happens then? It grows into a holy temple in the Lord. This is how we grow when we come together. Regardless of how we look like, regardless of where we're from, regardless of what your background may be. Because we are lively stones. And we need to come together in order to grow and be part of the temple. We have to. There is no other way, but we have to. Verse 22. Is there anybody else? There's another volunteer. Two or three. However many you feel in your heart. Anyone. Any volunteer that wants to come here. Help me represent these coming together. Fit together. Help me represent coming together. Little stone right there. An older stone. A thinner stone. And this is how we come together. Verse 22, in whom you also are being built together. Continue to build and build. For a dwelling of a place of God and the Spirit. I'm glad for Calvary Gospel Church. Because there's such unity in this place. And God wants everyone to be part. But we have to be together and we have to allow God to use us. You are a living stone. You are good material. You're the material God has created. Look around. Look around. This is what God likes. Us coming together. Those are just representations of where we come. That doesn't mean one is better than the other. This is what God likes. The stones come together. The stones settle together. The stones stick together to create a powerful, great, the greatest structure. We alone, a lonely stone cannot create, even two stones cannot create a structure. You need the body. You need to be part of it. Every single one is needed. And every single one is wanted. The more stones, the better. Together, if you can stand to your feet. Together we can create the great, we can be part of the greatest structure. The gates of hell have absolutely no power against the structure. Satan has no power against this body, brothers. There's absolutely no power that can bring down this structure. There's no airplanes that can come and bring them down. There is no bomb that can come and destroy this structure. God has chosen you to be part of it. God has called you to be part of it. His church. I understand we all look different. We all come from different backgrounds, places, situations. We all are different shapes and sizes. But we are stones, that's why. And He made us stones, living stones. That's what God wants. And that's what He will use. He will not use anything else but that, and that is you. Why don't you come to this altar? Let us represent what really happens in the Spirit. We are together. We are one church. If you want to join to any of these gentlemen, let us do that because we must be together, to stay together, because we are lively stones. God would like to use any of you. If you guys can step forward to make room for those. I don't know where your situation is today. You may think you don't have what it takes, but God thinks so. I don't know if you think you're weak or you're this or that. God knows what He made you for. If you need to be washed away from your sins today, you can be baptized in Jesus' name. And His blood will wash you clean. And the real beauty of who you are will shine. The real purpose will come forward. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Roy.
Brother Fabian, I'm not going to add anything to what he's saying other than I was just sitting here thinking about, I have a friend that pastors in Milwaukee, and his motto, I guess you could say, his church motto is no perfect people allowed. Begin to think of this, I have a backyard that I probably have literally hundreds of thousands of stones in my backyard. I have the biggest rock collection. I have a rock concert that goes on every night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. you know what's so unique about all of these stones? If they're all identical, it's like a concrete block. A concrete block, Brother Fabian, is not real beautiful. But what makes stones so unique is their imperfections. It's what gives them their beauty. And we're all imperfect. And in our imperfection, Jesus Christ looks down and sees beauty out of our ashes, out of our imperfections. We're all imperfect. If you're looking for a perfect church, this isn't it. Because you have an imperfect pastor with a near-perfect wife. Imperfect people. But God put us all together. Put us all together. So as our worship team begins to sing, if you feel imperfect this morning, it's okay. Because we all are. But let's just come and worship God in our imperfections and let Him be made perfect through us. So the altar is open. I know we're all not going to fit. Don't leave just yet, because at the conclusion we have some announcements that will affect the rest of today's activities. God bless you.
And I realize just how beautiful you are, and how great your perfections are for me. And oh, how He loves us so. Oh, how He loves us. How He loves us so. Afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are, and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how He loves us so. Oh, how He loves us. How He loves us. By the grace in His eyes, His grace is an ocean we're all sinking in. So heaven meets earth like a beautiful kiss, and my heart turns by the inside of my chest.
I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about. He loves us. Oh.
the grace in his eyes. If grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a beautiful kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest.
I don't.
Found another one? Oh no. Oh, isn't God good? Yesterday, as they were setting up and getting ready, a gentleman shows up here at church for their aid. Taught him a Bible study quick and baptized. Holy Ghost. Added another stone. Added another stone. Oh, now, thank you again for so much for coming out today. And, today's a day where we just hang out all afternoon. Stay as late as you want to. Eat as much as you want to. And we have a nice menu outside. Brother Jerry Simmons is working with the outreach team outside. There's tents. out there for seating and make sure there's enough for, I think, 600 people. So there's plenty of seating. Just make sure that with the food lines and such that we let our elderly saints and our guests go through those food lines first. There's plenty of food out there. We have tacos today. We're celebrating. I guess, can everybody hear me out there? Okay. When we decided on a menu, because we have so many different cultural differences, we decided that the Hispanic folks had the best menus. So it was either meatloaf or tacos. We went with tacos, all right? Meatloaf, mashed potato. Great. No, it's tacos. We have beef tacos, pork tacos, and chicken tacos. Then there's, I guess they would call it Mexican street corn. It's the technical name of it. Brother Fabian Martinez put that together. Is that what you call it? Street corn? Sure. Brother Seven? Okay. So there's plenty of food. If you don't want meat on your taco, we do have vegan variety of tacos. That's just a taco with no meat. There's also lots of games and lots of fellowship and some desserts and all of that stuff out there, snow cones. So before we get started, before we all bail out, let's just take and let's all stand and we're going to pray this food. Once again, thank you so much for coming. Thank you for all that were involved, Brother Seidel inside, Sister Abby. Thank you so very much with Calvary Vosa team and Brother Fabian, a great, great, great message today. Thank you so very much. I time, and one of the hardest things to do was dig a groundwork that was rocky, because sometimes you'd have to move out numerous rocks to get to where you wanted to go, because the rocks were all intermingled, all stuck within themselves. And it's like the soil is our relationship with Jesus Christ, and it binds us all together. Hard to move. Let's pray for this food. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you, Lord, for each and every brother and sister that is here. Thank you, Lord, for all of our family, our friends, our guests that have joined with us today. Lord, we're doing this all, the thing we all have in common, our common denominator is you, Lord. And without you, God, we would be so, so hopeless. I thank you, Lord, for your blood. I thank you, Lord, for Calvary, for the shedding of your blood, because it flows in all of our veins. Lord, you are our Father. We ask you, Lord, to bless this food today. Bless each and every individual that partakes of this food. Lord, we also pray, Lord, for all the activities that you would keep us safe as we travel and go various places today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless Calvary Gospel Church. Enjoy your afternoon of fun, fellowship, games. God bless.